Hello, this is Sarah Marshall, and Renee Happer is with me, and today is Friday, December 4th, 2020. We have the honor of having Ms. From the Ayersville area, Highland Township, to talk with us about Worthington Cemetery. Okay, and as I was saying, this is a plat map, shows the land that Archbold owned right here. Okay. This is 15, this is Bowman.
Yeah, see the cemetery was in, let me think now, Worthington.
Mm-hmm.
See, they have three different names here. But Worthington's, they owned this whole stretch here at one time. And it was on this, 20 acres here is where the cemetery was, I think.
Okay.
And there was a church.
There was a church near?
There was a church there,
on
yes.
On that land, okay. And that was land that Archbold owned and designated for a cemetery, correct?
Yes, it was Worthington's owned it. Then it passed into three different names when I'd come across it. And there hadn't been anyone buried there. The trouble with checking on that, back then, they didn't keep track of births and deaths of the black people.
Mm-hmm.
So you had no records of who was in that cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first moved in that area, 60 years ago, I was from Putnam County, talking to the old people, there was quite a few blacks in Highland Township at that time. In fact, I live on Painter Road, and 40 acres of land I owned was owned by Mary Hightower, who was a black.
Okay.
And her son, Bell Hightower, lived on it afterwards.
Okay.
Because that was remained where the old cabin used to be. And then they said he moved back in the woods and built a cabin. There was remains still there when I bought it. But you could tell where it was because there was a library, a lilac bush there.
Okay.
But then he was living in one of these meat worker shanties.
Okay.
And he died in a fire on that. When he passed away from it, the old timers said.
Okay.
But the cemetery, the old timer said it was mostly just these slab.
Like markers or stones?
Which you call stone markers.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't none there, they had the name buried there since the Civil War. There, we could found out the last of the blacks
mm-hmm.
went to Lima. South mm-hmm. end of Lima is pretty well black. And the farmer got tired of farming around all these stones. So the farmer pulled the stones up and set them over along the fence row. I think 15 or 20 of them, maybe.
Okay. Do you know about what year you heard or when that could have been?
We moved here in, in 1960, it was sometime in that neighborhood when
okay.
they moved the stones.
Okay.
Because it seems like they were still along the fence row.
Ah.
When I moved there.
Like visible, you could see them.
And then when I was trustee, they were selling these 5-acre lots.
Okay.
Somehow the state, if you had 5 acres, they could class it as a farm. Well, you've got 5 acres a lot wide and 4 acres deep. All it was a place to collect trash. They didn't take care of them.
Right.
But anyway, they were selling them along the Honey Road.
Okay.
And my trustee went by there one day and it fell in. It was a rather, wasn't a deep ditch, but in front of the house, and there's a stone sticking out of the dirt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I stopped and picked the names off of three or four of them.
Okay.
And
they were gravestones.
They were those sandstone gravestones.
Okay.
And I asked the sheriff, I don't remember who was sheriff at that time, whether anyone, because people have a habit of going to the grave cemetery and upset stones. They think that's a great, a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, he didn't have record of it. And I didn't keep the names.
Mm-hmm.
And I doubt if he did too, but he said he had no one reported it.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that till then when Eric Bill was going to put
the
sewage system in. They bought 20 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to somebody and they said, you're going to put a lagoon in there. I said, well, did you check it out? Well, yeah, the college done an archaeological study. There was nothing interesting on it.
Hmm.
I said, well, you can't dig a very deep lagoon in there. There's a cemetery out there in the middle of it.
So you told them that? You
let yes,
them
I
know.
Told them.
You were a Highland Township trustee?
Now,
or?
At that time, no. I'm just an interesting
well, good for you.
Yes.
I said, you can't build a lagoon there, for they still
right.
own the cemetery lot, but
mm-hmm.
I could, by looking at it, there's a kind of a sand knoll out there, and I'm sure that's where the cemetery was, because that would have been the only high spot in there.
Mm-hmm. So it was on a high spot.
Well, it's not a high spot, higher than the adjoining area.
Okay.
Because that area was wet.
Okay.
Highland Township was one of the last to be settled, and it was
mm-hmm.
underwater.
Okay. The last of the Black Swamp?
Yeah, the Great Black Swamp. You ever read the history of it?
Some.
Oh,
some. Not a complete history, but.
It was, if you read when Roger Rangers, during the Revolutionary War, it took him a couple of weeks to get across the Black Swamp.
Mm-hmm.
It was 16 to 18 inches of water all the way across.
A trudge through.
Because the whole section of Ohio and Indiana and Michigan
wow.
was basically underwater.
Wow.
It's the greatest drainage project
mm-hmm.
in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because they drained it.
Yeah, it is amazing
yeah,
what they built here.
Because when they start draining it, all the creeks run east and west.
Okay.
Well, the river is to the west, north.
Okay.
So, what you see a mark once in a while, so ever so often, I think the state had a lot to do with it. They had to. They put what's called a cutoff, a deeper ditch, would go north to the river.
Oh.
Then they could tie all their ditches into that.
Okay.
Because the creeks all run east and west.
Okay.
And so every once in a while you see a deeper ditch runs north.
Okay. That's a good system.
And they drained that.
Mm-hmm.
And well, when they started tiling it, the tiling was all done by hand.
Okay.
Because my father said that.
It's amazing.
They used to, are you familiar with spades? You
yes.
know anything about spades?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got two kinds. You got a wide one about 8 inches
mm-hmm.
wide, straight,
mm-hmm.
and you got one that's got a narrow tip on it.
Right.
Well, see, when you ditch by hand, one guy takes a spading out, two spading wide with a wide one.
Mm-hmm.
Then the guy behind him takes two spades out with a narrow one.
Okay. It goes deeper.
It goes the depth, and then they use a tile scoop
okay.
to level the spot. The first tile was three pieces of slab wood, one laid down and two sideways up.
Okay.
That was then they started making clay tile.
Okay.
But yeah, I've still got Dad's steel plate. You strapped underneath your right foot.
Oh. Okay.
So you didn't wear your boot out, dropping your spade all day.
Gotcha. That was smart too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because and they said that. Because I remember he talked about an old. There was an old black man around then that they used to work with putting tile in.
And
they put the tile in. The first ones were only 3 inch, and then they discovered that all this ground around there, a lot of it was, you could dig down a little bit, you get good clay. They,
right.
So they start, every town had at least one tile mill.
I can believe it. I can believe it.
North Creek had two of them.
Okay.
Continental had a big one. Landorf had two. One's close, you know.
Right.
Dad used to talk about in the winter, help file the kilns.
Oh, okay.
Because the kilns, it was big ground, and they had usually five places around the edge with the heating part inside the kiln.
Okay.
And they stacked that clear full of
the tiles that they made.
And then they'd start them fires, and you had to
keep that going.
Round the clock until the temperature was high enough inside. Once you got temperature, then you had to hold that temperature for so long
mm-hmm.
to complete the tile. And the guys used
to do that.
Because he'd work all night there. We had to keep them fires going.
Right.
But in fact, there's in the Boy Scout camp along the river, I think there used to be remains of an old kiln there.
Oh, really? In Defiance here?
Yes.
Okay.
Out here at Fort.
I know where that's at.
Camp North Dakota, yes.
Camp North Dakota,
it was
yep.
Remains of an old kiln out there. But that, they built all the first tile were put in with a spade. And sometimes if enough water, that's how they set the grade.
Okay.
Because the water, as you spade it out, there was water.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't, they had no way to set the grade except you start the high spot and go toward the ditch.
That makes sense, to keep the angle.
And they and mm-hmm. to get the drop, because my mother said that her dad used to, in the spring when they had nothing to do, or wasn't real busy, I guess the state paid him, they'd dig these ditches with the team of horses and I don't know if you know what a flip scraper is.
No, I don't know what that is.
It's a wide scoop with two handles on it.
Okay.
Then a hitch on it, a team of horses hooked on that. And you go out to the bottom, you get it full of dirt and then pull it up the bank and you plop it over and then you took around and do that. That's the way they dug most of the ditches.
So they used horsepower too then.
Horsepower, yeah. They used to do farmers, I guess they got paid a little bit for digging the ditches.
Well, good.
Yeah, most of the ditches were dug with horsepower, because there weren't
no
power machines to do it at that
time. Right. Okay. What we've pulled up also is, I don't know if you'll be able to see it, but
you can get it a little on the right-hand side. If you use the mouse, you can get
Okay. This is the current plot, which is what Archbold owned, because we're trying to pinpoint sort of exactly where that cemetery would be. We walked out there, Renee and I, hoping we'd find a little bit of a stone above the ground.
No signs.
Okay.
Let me see.
So this is 15. This is Bowman.
This is Bowman.
This is Ayersville Water and Sewer.
This is Ayersville Water and Sewer.
Right here. Would it be closer to Dahoney over here or Bowman?
The first 20 acres here
mm-hmm.
was where they cemetery and the church was. Now, if you stop out sometime, I can show you where it is.
You can?
Yeah.
Where the cemetery is?
Yeah. I haven't, I've been wanting to go out and locate it.
Okay.
I've talked to a lot of people over the years, and the old cemetery men say you can locate old graves with wires the same way you can locate tile.
Okay.
Really?
You're
talking about dowsing?
Like yeah.
Where you can locate water underground.
Yeah.
So you can locate graves that way. I've read this.
They usually use peach twigs for douse water.
Okay.
But for sour, just take 20-inch piece of stiff wire
mm-hmm.
and bend 6 inches down and hold them loosely in your hand
mm-hmm.
and point them straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And when you cross the tile, those wires will pull together.
Okay.
Because when the ground has been disturbed,
mm.
it changes the magnetics or something.
Okay.
And a lot of people won't believe that, but
you've seen it work?
yes. We showed the Boy Scouts one day
how to do that.
How they could do it.
Wow.
You hold it real loose, you know, and it'll turn.
Mm-hmm.
They'll actually pull, and you could, well, when I used to work construction, you could locate a sewer that way too. Check it back and forth a couple times, so you could pinpoint where the spot was. Yeah, it was. It does. I talked to an old cemetery man, and he said that you could locate old graves that way too.
Okay.
You could locate them because where the dirt has been disturbed.
Okay.
It will pull the wires.
Okay.
Cut me back here.
That's our director.
She was just peeking in.
She's moving her dog away from the door. But it's a very nice dog. We could probably come out next week, possibly, and meet you. Are you off next week?
No, I'm here next
so
week.
So Monday and Friday, we aren't open. So either of those days would be good for us to have time to meet you, because we'd love to pinpoint. Our goal is to find where it's at. For sure, we'd love to have it marked in some way that it's there.
I'm going to go out there and walk around out there and locate where the graves are.
Okay.
Use a couple of wires, but if it's real cold,
Right, if it's cold, I'm not sure about temperature next
week. I don't
to
know
me.
What it's supposed to be like. I know we're running into the rough time of
right.
year.
Right.
I used to work all winter outside, but not anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
In fact, this is deer season.
That's true.
And I have to admit, I'm getting old. you're the age of my children.
Okay.
My children are probably older than you.
Well, I just turned 50 this week.
50?
Yeah.
Well, my oldest daughter turned 71.
Okay.
And my youngest son is... He's in mid-50s. I can't remember.
Okay.
Let me see. He was born in 62.
62.
No, take it back. 67.
So he's 53.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the youngest of nine.
Okay. Wow. Congratulations on your big family.
we have a big family. And we get together. Well, of course, it's hard to do it now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. Yeah, it's impossible.
We've always got together. We have a very close-knit family.
That's good.
14 grandchildren and
wow.
I think 15 or 16 great-grandchildren now.
Okay.
But the trouble is, I can't see them.
Right. Yeah.
But they're scattered.
They've moved away.
One grandson's in Kentucky. He doesn't. They don't have children. I got one in Minnesota. They've got two.
Okay. So, do you think it's closer to Bowman then? This is Dahoney, the cemetery. Do you think it's?
Yeah, it's closer to Dahoney. See, these
closer,
are
closer. This is Dahoney.
These are those 5-acre lots they sold.
Yeah, that was the yards we saw. They were narrow but really long.
Yeah, you piled with trash back behind.
A lot of it's overgrown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They somehow the state said 5 acres constitute a farm. The place to move your junk out there.
Yeah.
And forget it in the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they was in that the 20 acres at the Aaronville Water and Sewer.
Okay.
But. Of course, there's no remains of the church.
What was the church called? Do you remember?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It was a black church, is all I know.
Okay.
But there was...
Would there be anyone else still around in the area out there that might know what the church was called, or...?
Nobody my age anymore.
Probably not. Okay.
Because the older folks that I do, of course, they've all gone.
Right. Was it a large church, or?
I have no idea.
I just wonder how many people might have belonged to it.
But there was, the blacks owned quite a bit of land in Highland Township,
okay.
because along the Painter Road where I live, the Mary Hightower, some of that was sold at a church sale in 33.
Okay.
And her son, Bell Hightower, lived there. Sometime along that time, he died in the fire, but he lived on property that I own back in the woods because there was a lilac bush. So that's where his
By
cabin,
the cabin
was.
Okay.
Okay.
But the first ones I talked to, they were I can't think of some of the old guys that was, can't remember their names, have changed over the years. But.
Was it commonly known back then when you first moved here that that cemetery was
the old,
in that field?
The old folks knew it, yeah.
Okay.
Because farmers knew it because they knew they'd farmed around the tombstones and they knew they'd haul the tombstones away.
Okay. Any idea on who farms it now? We know it's owned by Arizona Water and Sewer, but.
They rent, somebody rents it to farm it.
Okay.
Because they can't use it, but they had that for sale, but nobody bought it. Yeah, I don't remember. I don't know who farms it right now.
Okay.
I could find out, but.
Right.
Land, farmers change, come and
go.
That's
true.
Yeah.
And if it's just leased.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who owns. Even owns the Long 15, who owns that land there without looking at the plat book?
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering when we were walking out there, what was that, almost a month ago now?
Yeah.
That
November
high
3rd,
spot.
I took a picture of the field, the barren
almost
field.
Exactly a month ago.
Yeah.
But there is a high spot, how you talked about the high sandy spot. When we were walking, that there was that high spot that was closer to the tree line on the left hand side.
Oh, on the left hand side.
Yeah, on the north side of the road. Out there, I'd say 200 feet from the road, there's a little sand ridge. That's where the cemetery would be because that was the only dry spot.
Okay, so I approximately know where that would be because we, like I said, Sarah said, we walked it.
Right.
If you stop out sometime or call me, I could meet you there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll even bring some wires along and just cemeteries.
We can maybe try for next Friday. We'll see what the weather is.
What?
Maybe call you Thursday when we know what the weather is going to be Friday.
Well, what's the date?
It would be the 11th.
Okay, the deer season will be out there.
December 11th.
Yeah, we don't want to be out there right now.
Yeah, we'll wear bright orange. So we'll shoot for next Friday, December 11th, probably around the same time, 11 in the morning. But I'll call you Thursday.
Yeah, give me a call because
I see what you think about the weather.
Like, go down sometimes to visit my daughter on Thursday.
Okay.
Because sometimes her daughter comes over because we're all separated, you know. And,
and
her husband's in a wheelchair. And
none of us go
anyplace. And my son lives next to me. And of course he's retired and he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
He works out. Helps out at scout camp one day a week, but of course they're outside. And,
right.
But I don't, he's an aggravated mess.
I know.
I haven't figured them out.
Right.
but yeah, I used to know everybody around there because I've done a school board for 2 terms.
Okay.
Then I'm the trustee for 2 terms.
Okay.
That's when I discovered the stones.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I got into Boy Scouts before we moved here, and I've been in the Boy Scouts for 60 years involved.
Did you know that Archbold is a Civil War veteran? Archbold Worthington was a Civil War veteran?
No, I didn't know. No history of that.
Yeah, that's what we found that out when we started researching the cemetery, that he was actually a Civil War veteran.
Yeah.
So that's kind of added something else. We'd like to get a marker or some recognition for him as being a veteran of the Civil War.
I can't remember, and I did keep the names that I took off those stones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you clear the back hole some night and sneak in there when nobody's home.
Well, you know, we're trying to, if we find exactly where it's at, that's what we're trying to do. Get someone either with ground penetrating radar, or there's been a similar project done in Dublin, Ohio, where they use sort of a backhoe with a special scoop just to pull away layers of the soil, and they can find the burial shafts that way.
Yeah, well, see, this is just stones.
Okay.
Well, of course, at that time there were no burial casts.
Okay.
Now turn your head off and I'll tell you something interesting too.
Okay. Uh-oh, let her log in. We're always ready for something interesting, Allison.
Yes. Highland Township has 9 cemeteries in it.
Okay, I know a few are.
One is off of Cullen, it's way back in the woods. There's no sign of it. The Boy Scouts a couple of times went back and cleaned it up, and then there's one. When you come off of.
So this is where Ayersville Water and Sewer owns. That's 15. This is Bowman.
Oh.
Need me to move down?
South, go south a little bit. We go up onto Huffman Road.
There's Blanchard.
Here, you go Porter. Hit this
Porter.
Corner.
Okay.
Back in the field right there is I think the Holfield Cemetery.
Okay.
Hadn't been used since the Civil War.
Okay.
It has a right of way back to it.
Oh, see, that's what we'd like to get for this one, some sort of way to get back to it, and it marked.
But they farmed the right of way because nobody goes back there.
And it's called Huffman Cemetery?
Holfield, I think. There wasn't nobody buried there, as far as I could find out, since the Civil War.
But Civil War era. It'd be neat to go back there and just see what the stones look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's stones there.
Okay.
The Boy Scouts have been back there occasionally and cleaned it up.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Oh.
You need me to go south more?
Yeah, but one more jump. Where the creek, let's see where the creek, this is Holly. Just before you make this curve,
mm-hmm.
you come to the bridge, if you look to your left, up mm-hmm. on top of the hill, there's three or four pretty large stones.
Is that Huffman Road all the way to there?
No, there's no road comes through here.
There's no road. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's off of 15. There's mm-hmm. some houses here, but it'd be right off in here. If you look back up the hill,
mm-hmm.
there's, and I think the family that lives there keeps that moat.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's nice.
Then there's one, let me think, on Cullen. That was back in the woods. Let's see, Blanchard.
Is there. Yep, right here is Blanchard.
Okay, then. Let's see which one's colored. See, that was the last settlement. They put a lot of half-mile roads in, mm-hmm. in through there. And let's see where I'm at. This is Porter. Let's see what the... What road is this?
Cullen.
Okay,
is Cullen.
Cullen. Okay, you go just south of Blanchard. I think it's owned by Nelson Giesecke now. There's a cemetery back there in the woods on the north side of the field, and then there's one on Schubert Road.
Okay.
That's the Mansfield Cemetery.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a family cemetery. They still take care of it, that one.
Mm-hmm. I've been to the Mansfield Cemetery before.
Yeah, that's the family still take care of that. Then, of course,